climb on the ground to the mountain, and they believe that little people capture humans through the use of these red lines, and they think that these little people were hauling they were keeping them running right on one spot without moving, and they were going to haul them in. And so he took his axe and cut into the red, it was just a red line on the snow, cut into that, and when he broke that red line, they took off. Strange. I've never heard these.
Wish they may hear about that.
Yeah.
Niit lamaktoi tuotin hotin juusko millini pikuma maulu saagamattu kulun kannotla.
We should tell the boys about this, yeah? Young boys, you guys should tell about these young boys about what these, what, you know, the boys like to hunt.
And he said a lot of the things that he's learned from his father's mother, Mahulusaga. And I guess that was one of the things, the correct things to do. Daum aghnachol kham atka Mahulusaga. Now they're asking who's on Una. She's named after my grandfather's mother, and it's how did they used to name the little kids, like her name is Mahulusaga.
Do you what?
Mahamgachik.
Yeah, Mahamgachik. You rechanuna uleya ule makununyangwanana achivla aid Mahamgachikal kanwait mklupikal nataklupiluku.
The proper way to name young people after old elders that have passed away, especially elders who have lived long and had a good long life and were good people, is if they pass away, they want the young people to grow up to be like this elder. So the way they name the young people, like Jennifer's name is Mahulusaga after this old lady that's well respected by the elders here, that put their hands in the water. With the cup and let the person drink some, and then put some on the head, sprinkle some on the head and on the floor. And she said the floor represent, if you do this on the floor, that represents you hope they have a long life, and then you let them drink. And I guess that's the proper way of naming people after elders. And they tell them you are now like Mahulusaga.
That's it.
He's also again reiterating that you should name young people after elders who have lived long and a good life, in hopes that the young person will grow up to be like that elder and have the same kind of knowledge that the elders have. And that's the procedure, how to name that person after that. And whoever's named after that person, they treat that person like they would the old person that passed away. It doesn't have to be an old Yupik person, it could be a respected old white person. The Yupik people named this white person that was here many, many years ago. His name was Nachayulnuk, one who never wore a hat, is the translation for Nachayulnuk. And he said, a lot of the little native people are named after Nachayulnuk also. They're saying, oh, there's an old white man, his name was Salapusa. And he said, I haven't heard anybody named after him. Oh, she said there's been a few upriver that was named after Salapusa. Chin Salapusa. No wonder hardly anybody named their kids after Salapus. She said he used to say, shut up. And he said he wasn't very bright. Yeah. Lena said she was having fun.